There are a number of protocols in place for how to handle radiation treatment for patients when they're in the hospital. But what happens to their bodies after they die? New research from the Mayo Clinic raises concerns about how the bodies of people who have been treated with radiation are handled at crematoriums. Dr. Kevin Nelson is a doctor in the radiology department at Mayo who co-authored the letter, and he says they looked at one case of a cancer patient who had been treated with radiation and was then cremated after their death. And after they found radiation contamination in the crematorium, and they tested that crematory operator. I spoke with Nelson more about it recently and asked him how this is supposed to work.
Well, in this particular case, this is an outpatient procedure. We treat the patient and they are released on the same day. We give them patient precautions. And one of the issues associated with this particular case was that there were no precautions provided by the manufacturer in their patient instructions regarding post-mortem management.
Would those have gone to the patient?
Those with all the patient instructions that we give are given to the patient, and we go over those instructions with the patient. Obviously, if we release a patient from treatment here, we make sure they're medically stable. The problem comes in if they are not feeling well, and in this particular case, they self-reported to a different medical facility. And, you know, do they have that same list of patient instructions that we gave to them when they go to the other medical facility? But in this particular case, there were no instructions provided by the manufacturer that we gave to the patient related to post-mortem management.
So I mean, obviously we know radiation is not good for a person, but what kind of effect could this amount of radiation have on someone, for example, the person who performed this cremation?
Well, with this particular case, we don't expect any effects for the crematory operator. The Bureau of Radiation Control, which conducted the survey of the crematorium, also asked that a bioassay be done just to see if we were able to detect any radiation in the body of the crematory operator. And we did not pick up any lutetium contamination, you know, in the operator, which is good. But it's unwanted radiation. And one of the things that we hope will result from this study is a greater discussion on not only the precautions that we can give to patients who receive radiopharmaceutical therapies, but also what can we do at crematoriums where patients, you know, expire and they still have radioactivity left in their body.
Yeah, and this is because there are no federal or state regulations on this, right?
There are no federal regulations. There are a smattering of state regulations where I had worked previously at Mayo Clinic Jacksonville in Florida. Florida had a regulation in the funeral home incinerator regulations that prohibited cremation of patients with known sources of radiation in them.
So would you like to see regulation happen on the state level here in Arizona, or do you think that this is something that can be sort of managed within the industry?
Well, I think it's a two-prong process. It's, you know, we can consider regulations. I don't make the regulations. The Bureau of Radiation Control here in Arizona would be responsible for that if they thought they were needed. But certainly a better awareness by crematory staff, additional education, making sure that they are wearing the proper protective equipment, you know, when they cremate patients, whether they have radiation in them or not. One of the things we don't know is that we need additional studies to determine how frequently this is happening at crematoriums.
You don't know at this point if this is a widespread problem?
We do not know if this is a widespread problem.
Do you have an inkling that it may be?
I think it's probably underreported. You know, I've been working as a medical health physicist for about 40 years, and in my own professional background, this has happened about three times. And what's also happening is that we're doing more and more targeted therapies are being developed, and cremations are also increasing. So I think it's probably being underreported, but that's why we need to do more studies to determine the frequency and then make sure that people are aware and take proper precautions when handling patients that might contain radioactive material.
All right. Dr. Kevin Nelson with the Mayo Clinic, thank you so much.
You're welcome.